Are you new? It's through the internet. It's a vast series of internet.
Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius descended from Planet X, ready to save our planet.
Hello, everybody.
What?
What? Whoa, no, we started!
We weren't doing anything interesting.
You got us, man. Welcome, everybody listening, both live right now and those who are not hearing this until 7 days later. Welcome. This is episode 49 of the Octavarius podcast.
49. Feeling fine.
To everybody who is listening live on Blog TV /people/Octavarius, thank you for your patience. We're on a slightly new system, which means Keith is in South Carolina and he doesn't have his computer here, so we were slightly confused on things. But we do have Keith in the chat room right now.
Hi, Keith.
I think he's still here, right? Yeah. Great.
Can you Keith, hear him chatting?
Keith is still in the chat room.
He's Keith? What's Keith's name in the chat room?
Keith and Tins.
I hate you, Keith.
He didn't mean that, Keith.
I didn't mean that, Keith.
So if you're listening to us live, please go to the Blog TV chat room and chat along with us and with the other guests in the room. And once again, that's blogtv.com/people/Octavarius.
Well, if they're listening to that message, they have to be on blogtv.com, yes?
Don't worry about it. otherwise...
They could also be on our website. Where
or time travelers.
Playing.
Ooh. Yes. Otherwise, check out our Facebook page. It's the Octavarius Facebook page. Also follow @Octavarius on Twitter. And all the messages that you send in the next hour, we will see and possibly respond to.
Possibly.
As we go on. That being said, I've got all the technical bullshit out of the way. So let's start at the far end of the room and sound off.
Nick.
It's Cloud.
Oh, it's LP.
It's Gustelby.
It's Lauren.
It's Scott.
It's Tens.
It's Chris.
Mark.
Great.
I'm the sad one.
Oh, Eeyore.
And if you've been paying attention to our Facebook page, among other things, in the past half a day, you'll know that we've actually been taking suggestions for a theme of what to talk about tonight. So I think... Oh, shoot.
Uh-huh.
Did we lose the Facebook bag?
Oh, no. Where is our Facebook
bag?
Oh, you know what? I found it right here.
It's an enormous bag.
Oh, great.
Bag.
There is not a chance in the world people are going to know.
Just give it up, Mark.
Mark, I can't hear, opening it. I can't hear anything. Okay. It's a stool. He's fluffing a stool right
now. The stool
now.
Cushion. You know that little sound of air that escapes from the seams? That's our mailbag.
Here you go. Don't spoil the magic, Chris.
Oh,
no, you probably can't
no.
hear that squeak.
Mark,
what does it say, Mark?
Okay, so this letter is one from Adam D. from Chicago, Illinois.
Oh.
And it says, "Hey, guys, I've done a lot of things, both good and bad, this past year. And... it's time for me to make some choices about how I want to behave in the next year. I think I'm going to do this by making some New Year's resolutions. Do you guys have any New Year's resolutions? What is up with that?"
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks, Adam.
Yeah, thank you, Adam.
Well-worded question, Adam.
So, New Year's resolutions.
God, I haven't even thought of one yet. I mean, there's always the cliche. Everyone is going to either diet or work out and get sexy in the new year. And you see this? If you go to, like, a gym, you'll notice that for the next month, there's going to be way more people there. And then they all disappear when they realize, you know, it takes a lot of work and effort.
Funny? Yeah. I was actually thinking about doing that resolution, like, because my eating habits are like hell.
I don't know what you're talking about, pizza for one.
Pizza for one.
Guys, I haven't had to have pizza for one because I've had deep dish pizza, Domino's pizza. Oh, I guess I did have one pizza
for one. Did you eat it by yourself? Because then it's still pizza for one.
You know what? Those were all shared with friends. But apart from that, I don't really eat well other than pizza for ones, and so I thought...
But you look good, Mark.
Yeah, Mark's got...
Ask my
good.
Old, no-longer-fitting pants, if that's still the case. I've never had to deal with that before.
You are wearing your karate pants.
That's true.
They
well,
must be very...
you got those when you were eight. Yeah, yeah. The karate pants. You got a lot of mileage out of them.
They have elastic, you guys. There's a reason.
I really hope you didn't get those when you were 8.
No, I was like 14.
Okay.
There are people who are like fitnessaholics. The people who like work out way too much, like so much that it's unhealthy. I wonder if they ever make a resolution to work out less.
Yeah.
They're just like, I'm going to stop alienating my friends and family. I'm going to stop having these freakish looking muscles. Like, you know, that could be, that probably exists, right?
You know, I was debating about that New Year's resolution about working out less.
Yeah, you need to be a little less sexy in the year 2011. Makes us look like,
Makula works out like every night, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm going to work out after this podcast.
What do you do to work? Do you?
Well, it's funny.
You got a workout regimen coming.
You started doing the Daniel Craig.
The Daniel Craig workout. I found it.
Which is?
What is that?
It's intense.
First of all, of course you would. Second of all, what is it?
He aspires to be James Bond.
Yes,
or
I do.
Indiana Jones sometimes.
You know, Daniel Craig is Indiana Jones.
Yeah, you know. He is.
It's just a lot of, it's like, clean and pressing things, you know, where you grab the bar.
Clean and press things?
What?
Clean and press.
Like dry cleaning?
No, I'm like going to explain where.
Like pressing your shirts?
Yeah, like pressing a button, jackass.
Explain, Makula.
Yeah, so you grab a barbell, and then you kind of bend over, and then you just kind of bring it up to your knees, bring it up to your waist, bring it up to your elbow, to your shoulders, and then bring it up. It's like that, and then it's like incline. It's like kind of the P90.
You're working your core.
Yeah, and you keep on switching, and you keep on, it's like 5 million different things. You're supposed to eat a lot of like rice as well, which I have not done that part yet. That's
how long does it take you to do the Daniel Craig workout each night?
Well, it's like I do it like in 20 minutes, and then I hit a punching bag for 10 minutes.
Is it
15 minutes?
Is that part of the regimen, or does that just make you feel manlier?
It just makes me feel manlier when I listen to girl talk or other music.
Now, Makula, how many times have attractive women shown up during your work regimen, and you've tried to be extra manly?
There was one time, because was it Caselli or was it you, LP, that we were with?
I think it might have been both of us.
Both of us.
Maybe was it just you, LP?
It might have been me. I think when the two girls came in.
And I tried to sound manly and tried to sound funny at the same time.
I know, I've witnessed one of these.
And
moments.
It failed horribly.
Oh, no.
It was that whole trying to sound like something thing, Makula. If you just sit there and look pretty, you're golden, man. Girls love
but
that.
But it's a workout room. You can't just sit there. You got to do something.
The problem is our workout room is right by the laundry. So people will be working out. I think we were working out with Makula not too long ago. And Makula was being a fool and saying, like, hoop dolly doo or something weird. And, like, a very attractive woman walked by to do her laundry just as he was saying, like, the weirdest thing he could think of. Like, goose love! Ah! And then the girl walked by and he tried to cover for it really quickly.
How do you cover for that?
He couldn't. That's the thing. And then she walked by and he's just got his...
I think I
kind of,
like, screamed. I was like, hurt! And then I just dropped down and tried to do a push-up.
Yeah, and Makula, next time after an Octavarius show, if you're talking to girls and you don't know what to say, just do some push-ups. Because, like, I think it would work.
What, if you just ran?
I don't need... I mean, I already have a phrase I say, Chris, that I don't need to...
They're singing around the
what
globe.
Is that phrase?
You can either... If you,
yeah, that'll get him wet.
No, no. It's you walk past a girl and you say something. I do this at bars all the time. You walk past a girl and you say,
"The lights are out, I come out."
No, that was a joke that you and I had in private, and that needs to stay in private.
Well, now it's out to the podcast, huh?
Yes.
Fakula wanted to do a pride show, and his.
I think it'd be a really cool idea.
It would be a great idea.
Yeah.
Your motto, however, is "When the lights go out, I come out."
Well, but, wait, like he's gay?
What's your panned? What's your panned bar line? What's the line you say in bar?
I've got a couple. One of them is I just accidentally bump into a girl, and then we both turn around. We both look at each other, and I say, "Hey, look, don't fall in love with me. Don't. I know you're going to. I can see in your eyes, and you're smiling. Like it's not going to work.
It works sometimes, but sometimes it goes terribly awry. Is that true?
That is true, but it's worked like 80% of the time.
What is like a good response from that and a bad response?
The good response is, I already did, thinking it's a joke, and then that just...
then they've already committed to
it. Already
this
committed
is essentially your pickup line.
It is. Well, there's also, would you... there's also...
No, don't worry. We've actually got several users on Blog TV that are on top of it. We've got... User, excuse me, we've got user Boner 3000.
Makula pickup lines? They and, already know them?
Yeah, well, one of them's Keith, so he's giving it away. It's just the pickup line, would you consider...
You hold...
Can you do it in the voice?
Yes.
Makula, do it.
Okay, so pretend if you're... You can't obviously see this, but I'm holding, like, let's say, a beer in my hand at a bar, and I just go... Just look really sad, and you say, would you consider making out with me...
So essentially,
why do girls fall for that? Like, why do
you act like you are a 6-year-old with a lisp,
oh,
asking to make out with women.
That's weird.
See, but this
it's called taking risks.
No, it's called because Makula is exceptionally handsome. He gets to play by different rules than the rest of the world
that
plays
by. That's
true. Because in the rest of the world, where you're not in good shape, and you don't have such defined cheekbones, you have to actually learn how to say things to human
cheekbones
beings.
Defined
Makula has great cheekbones.
Out. Well, this only works some of the time. But I have heard stories where this works. Is that correct, Makula?
That, yes. And
what?
So is Kaka.
The chick from that pickup line?
Yes, he has.
Are you kidding me? Oh,
there's probably people in Vlog TV right now that it's worked on.
I like the How I Met Your Mother and pickup line. It's like, oh, have you met my friend blank?
Yeah, have you met Ted?
It's classic.
That, wait,
I don't understand that.
I don't understand. Or is
like
that just
if you want to hook up your friend with someone at a bar?
Oh, so an,
you're like, oh, have you met my friend Castelvi?
It's an introduction.
Not, but that's not a pickup. That's just an introduction.
It starts conversation.
So is Kaka
pickup line.
Yeah, then
he'll... introducing someone to someone else.
A pickup line would be like, would you consider...
Would you consider...
Okay, here's my definition of a pickup line. The pickup line is the line where you charm them.
Yeah.
Where you say something, and then the other person goes, oh, I want to sleep with this person now.
Kaka.
And hello...
It's
well,
a charming
that is
icebreaker.
The bridgeway.
No, I think you got to ease into it. You can't start with
what
a
I like
that's
about
not
no,
a pickup line.
Agreed, Lisa.
What I like about Don't Fall in Love with Me is it just we everyone you, the girl and I we laugh at it because you know we're both let's say interested in each other. We both laugh at it. We both called that game
out. You know what it does? It puts Makula on a high status.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Immediately puts the girl low status.
But like
so,
but it's funny enough
but
and
it's
ridiculous
also funny.
Enough. Wait, so wait, what's the worst response you've ever gotten from that, Nick? Like, what is the hardest that has ever failed?
I've heard one story.
I'm trying to think of one. There have been a couple.
Have you ever tried a terrible, terrible Makula pickup line on somebody just once before realizing it wasn't going to happen?
I mean,
Have you ever got a drink thrown in your face because of stuff you say?
Ooh, great question.
That's the third part of the story. That is true. So the first, I said, "Don't fall in love with me" at someone's birthday party, like a year ago, or no, it was like 6 months ago, and this person was just like, "Are you serious? That's fucking stupid." And then she just said, and then she just kind of yelled out to everyone in the room, like, "Did you hear what this guy just said? He just said, 'Don't fall in love with me.'"
Check it, everybody. Check what this fool
so
just,
I just
tried
went,
to say.
So did
to
you
me.
Just smile at everybody? And...
I did, and I just went to the next room and tried.
Did you try the baby
else.
Voice nice. As your backup? oh shit, that didn't work. Cut
well,
to
the
baby voice. The
baby voice started around like Halloween, so I didn't have it back.
Man, that girl must have been so scared she'd actually fall in love with you.
Did you ever actually have a drink thrown in your face? Because I thought that was something that only happened in movies.
I did.
I didn't know it was real.
Well, I was at a theater after like a show, like doing a play, and I tried it on someone who I've tried this numerous times, like the past like 2 months on. Like it was a fun game. Like I'm gonna flirt. You know, like you see someone, it's like unrequited love, like Han and Leia.
Oh, so this is the same girl you've tried this pickup line on?
Yeah,
multiple pickup lines on.
No.
I was just saying that was the kind of relationship we had, and
yeah,
then she. Had like a little plastic shot glass, and she just threw it in my face.
No,
oh my god! And
has anyone else gotten a drink thrown in their face? I know I have.
Really?
Why did you get a drink thrown in your face, Castelli?
Well, I was—I don't. A lot of you remember, but in college, I was a much bigger asshole than I am today.
No.
Not to say that I'm not a giant asshole.
Watch my handshake.
Don't worry.
And I had very much less respect for women as humans. And so I would my pickup line. I didn't even have like if my pickup line wasn't working, I would just call them cunts or something, or like or just insult their intelligence, or just completely demoralize them until they'll either A, they threw a drink in my face, which was the case sometimes, or B, they just gave up and succumbed to my temptations. But sometimes women would get drunk and throw a drink in my face. Now, not to be outdone, I would take my drink and throw it back in their face.
What?
Because of equality.
It's called equal opportunity.
It's called equality. I mean, they want to be the same. If women want to be the same as us, and they're going to throw a drink, I can't hit them, because that's what I want to do, but I'll just throw my drink in their face.
Is that, in today's times of gender equality, can men throw a drink in a woman's face if she says something really
ignorant? Why not? Who cares?
If a woman comes up to me in a bar and gives me some cheesy pickup line, I'm going to throw a drink in her face.
No, that's a lie.
What if she calls up
you? That's a lie. You take her home and bang her. A. Number two.
A and number two.
No
way.
You deserved that drink in the face because you demoralized her and you had no respect for women. So she, you deserved that drink.
But what if she demoralizes him?
That drink back in her face.
She wouldn't sleep with him, so she deserves a drink in her
face. I'm sorry, I don't want to sleep with Kostovi. Does that make me have
finally
a drink?
Finally, it comes out.
Years upon years.
In a world where men
don't
and women
in love
are
with
equal,
me, Lord.
Yes.
All right, just don't fall in love.
Isn't
with
that fun to say, Kostovi? Wasn't that really fun to say just
what,
then?
What? No, right, just then? Yeah,
don't fall in love?
Good.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. Gotcha. It puts me at high status, where I belong.
I mean, like, Lauren, if I was in a bar and a girl came up to me and was like, hey, my vagina's hungry. Can I feed it your dick?
You say, how dare you?
I actually know a guy who used to use a line kind of like that.
Anyone I know?
Yeah, Brad.
Boo Radley?
Boo Radley.
What was the line? That kid
was
like a small.
The line was that he was, and he said he only did it when he was drunk at parties, like wasted.
Which he often
did.
He's
such a low-key guy, and he's very green. He's such a nice guy. He's teaching in Korea right now.
Green, like, ecologically friendly?
Yes,
always
like
sick.
When I got pulled over for littering, and he said I totally deserve that, plus another $1,000 fine.
Like oh, that may have really green.
He was a really nice guy. And one time he was drunk at a party, and he's like, "Hey, I'm gonna try this new line." He's like, "Where I just stare at a girl's vagina and just go, your pussy looks hungry."
Oh my god!
He said that three times at three separate parties.
Are you serious?
And of course it didn't work, but it was just the balls you have to say that to a woman.
Yeah, like I'd almost respect the guy for just saying it.
You wouldn't throw a drink in his face? Because that's what you're supposed to do.
Makula, I can see how girls could fall for the, what was the first one that you said?
Don't fall in love with me, or would you consider? Or caca.
The other one I feel is kind of like...
That's like the icing on the cake of the conversation, you know? Like
the six-year-old lisp impression.
I got a message on my best/worst pickup line on my Facebook, and one of them is from Lindsay B. And it's touching on something that we haven't mentioned yet, but we have in previous podcasts. It is the good old-fashioned caw.
Yes.
Now, Makula, do you still caw at women?
All the time. I did it today at work.
It's an old fate.
And this is, if you are unfamiliar with his, Makula.
It's my mating dance.
Will caw like a bird noise at women, I assume to get their attention or to mark his territory.
That's Makula's way of saying, I like you, but I don't know how to say it.
Yeah.
So he says caw.
Like a cute little bird.
Like
wants
a bird,
a cuddle, you know.
Like
you don't
a
sound
like
a
it's like
a
bird of prey. Is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yours is a caca.
Yeah. Well, that's if I get frustrated.
It's loud and it's abrasive, and women will fly away from it.
What's the cute one sound?
The
like?
Cute one is if, like, let's say it's a crowded bar, and like, let's say I'm talking to LP, or there's a girl behind me. I'll just go like, caca.
So it's either mating to the girl or a signal to the gentleman
sometimes,
with the boy. Saying that one is mine. That is mine. I claim that for myself.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Have you guys... I mean, it's also a lot of fun to do if you do the mating dance part of it. But
have you guys received any terrible pickup lines?
Yes.
I have one that I didn't even realize I was giving a pickup line to, but then she gave me a really... I was working a beer tent. I work the beer tents at Irish Fest every year. And if I see two girls come by, even if they look nothing alike, because I'm trying to get a tip, I'm working the bar there, so I go, oh, are you two sisters? you know, if they look vaguely like they could be sisters, I say, oh, you know, you sisters. And they'll usually go, no, and then they'll laugh, and then they'll pay me money. And
I don't understand how that's a compliment all the time. I don't
know.
But I can totally see that working.
You know, if it's mother-daughter, if you could tell it's a mother and daughter, then you ask if they're sisters. Oh. And then the mother's all flattered, and she's paying her way. But anyway, there's these two girls, and the one had sunglasses on, so I really couldn't, you know, see how she actually looked.
She didn't
and I
have
was
eyes.
Like, hey. I was like, hey, you two sisters? And she's like, no. And she took off her glasses, and it instantly, I instantly realized this woman was horrifying looking. She smiled. She had these big, like, I cannot emphasize enough. They were like canary yellow teeth. Just the purest shade of absolute yellow uniform across all teeth. And she was licking this horrible tongue ring at me.
Ew.
And her pickup line was, do you have a phone? She asked, do I have a phone? Which I couldn't lie. That's a really basic question. I said yes. But
you
I said,
can't have my number
But I said
for.
It's in the car. I don't have it on me. And I just made up a number and sent her on her way. But holy shit.
Nice.
But yeah, do you have a phone?
I've had people just like...
To be fair, she might know only one or two people that has a phone.
That's true.
It looks like... sorry, it looks like in the blog TV world right now, we're getting some sample great pickup lines. Blog TV user Malazzo, wonder who that is, gives us the pickup line, I've been digging you all night. directed at Brian, which I'm not entirely...
It happened to Brian.
Our producer Brian?
Our producer Brian is telling us that that has happened to him.
Back in the day.
It's very...
I don't understand. It's I've been digging you all night?
Yeah, I guess like if you're at the same bar with somebody...
So if you're at a shovel party...
Or if you're at a show party, you walk over to them and you say, I've been digging you all night.
I've been looking at you from afar and saying I want to fuck you to my friends.
It works great if you're in a Chilean minor costume.
Also, yikes.
Too late.
Was topical a few months ago.
Also, blog TV user Adam MD used the phrase, I'm so hip your grandma broke me.
If a pickup line with grandma in it.
Fantastic.
I got a really awful one in high school.
Yeah.
Because, okay, I've dealt with a lot of strange guys in my life.
Is this the mini golf story? Because that's a fun story.
What's the mini golf story?
Didn't you break up with somebody in a mini golf because he was weird?
No.
I don't know.
This guy was, like, he played baseball and, like, he would come to my house after baseball practice, but, like, I had laryngitis for, like, a month or something, and so I couldn't even talk, so I don't even know, like, how this happened, how it worked out. So we, like, went out and got food or whatever, and we came back to my place, and then I was like, oh, no, it's not gonna, someone's not gonna fare well. He's gonna go in for the move. And then he's hey, how many people have you ever kissed? And I was like, what?
Nice.
Like,
smooth,
what a
dude.
Weird question.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know what to say. I was like, oh, what? And then I just threw out the number 10. And he's like, want to make it 11?
Oh.
I was like, oh, that's so bad.
Wasn't even noticing the number of 10.
Did you kiss him?
I think it was like a peck. It was like a nice kiss,
you
but then
like
I
get away from me sort of
yeah.
kiss.
Yeah, it's like pity kisses.
Yeah, there's like a weird thing. With
are
like,
there, Lauren?
This is a.
There are. Sometimes you just feel bad and you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, if they take you out, it's like, oh, we're gonna kiss.
Okay, we have someone in the chat room right now. Apparently,
it's the
their
guy.
Pickup line. Well, they heard on the radio there was an NPR. A podcast about the best way to pick someone up is they say, and this is statistically, scientists came up with the most effective pickup line is to make a compliment about the woman's lips. You mention her lips, how she has nice lips, and supposedly that is like statistically proven the most effective way to pick up a woman.
Proven to be weird.
You compliment
her
lips.
Nice lips.
Oh, because
nice.
It's
They're
like
good.
You're watching her talk,
good.
But you're not like focused. It's like a, you know. I guess it's a nice thing. What? Women take that as a really nice compliment. I guess.
Huh. That's strange.
Laura, I would think Lisa, eyes would be.
Have you ever gotten a nice compliment?
Eyes are cliche.
How many dicks everyone have says you sucked?
Yeah, that's true.
Everyone says eyes.
And lips what? Make you think about, and then you start thinking about the guy's lips, and then once you're thinking about the guy's lips, it's all down.
Okay, here was. I still think people use this as a pickup line. Back in high school, my pickup line was just, "Do you want to make out?" And
do you want to make out?
Yeah, if you're in a tense situation and you think that's why there's tension in the air, you say.
I'm sorry, Blog TV user Adam MD once again gave us a sample phrase. He used the phrase, "You have delicious lips."
Someone who's listening,
I'm gonna eat them lips.
Someone who's listening, I think, is on Blog TV right now. Says as the worst pickup line, "Your lips hide your canary yellow teeth."
Well played.
Thank you, Katie L.
Oh, that was wonderful.
So, aside from losing weight,
New Year's, please.
New Year's.
Do you guys have any New Year's rituals? Like for every year, me and a group of my friends, we write a list of regrets, and then we burn the piece of paper.
When the fuck have we ever done that?
What?
I've never done that. You doing this without me?
Yeah.
Well, that hurts my feelings.
I do it with
that hurts my feelings.
Lab Rat and Mario and all those guys.
Whatever, man.
You want your Lab Rat?
Whatever, dude.
Last year, I made a little resolution journal.
That's cute.
And I wrote five things. And
How long was this journal then? A journal, I think, is 90 pages.
Like, I mean, it's a little book that's going to be my journal for every New Year's, and I'm going to keep track of, did I make these resolutions?
Do five resolutions.
I do something like that, yeah.
So did you say you keep these in all of your New Year's resolutions, one journal?
Yeah.
Okay, I can see.
All right.
They're five what, then? They're not five resolutions?
No, they are, yeah. Okay. They're like five things you want to do that year, or five goals. Or
and you get to track how your goals and resolutions have changed over the years.
Interesting.
I don't set my alarm on for January 1st. Is that like a ritual?
Shut up. I'm cool.
There's always the get really drunk ritual. Question, New Year's
Our
Eve...
Our family does something like that.
New Year's Eve is one of those nights where everyone gets completely wasted. And that's just what we do as a culture, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone gets shit-faced on New Year's Eve.
It's a holiday that the major tradition is giving you champagne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is alcohol.
And I think one thing that it is like no matter who you are, no matter like what religion, it's not a religious holiday, it's an everyone holiday.
Unless you're Chinese and you get a different New Year then.
But other than the
have your Chinese New Year.
Other than the Chinese, everybody else has the day off.
Jewish people are
it sucks.
I think leads to why everybody just gets hammered is everybody except for some groups get the day off the next day. So it's like everybody gets to get together and celebrate the fact that they don't have anything to do that entire night. No obligations.
You get three New Years.
What? Yes.
How likely is that?
One in a billion.
You think there's only Chinese Jew?
You think there's only one real Chinese Jew out there?
One to a billion. One to every billion.
So six, maybe seven Chinese Jewish people in the world.
It's a Chinese,
if you're a Chinese Jew, let us know.
Jews, please send us info at octavarius.com. We'd love to hear from all our Chinese Jewish fans.
Yes, of course.
Well, not after you've been screaming Chinese into the microphone.
Well, do they not have their own New Year?
They do. It's just the way you say it makes it look like you hate it.
I have nothing against Chews. It was the name we just got. Someone said they're Chews, which I think is cute, and they get three
Chinese
New Year's.
Jews. I see what they did there.
So Chews. What's been everybody's favorite New Year's Eve?
I got someone evicted.
What? On New Year's?
You're a monster.
Oh my God.
That's
his favorite.
I didn't personally get him evicted. He threw a party there. He got himself evicted. But it was like one of those ones we woke up. There was
I called the cops.
There was broken glass everywhere. There was a hole punched through the wall. It was nuts.
What is this? What are you talking about?
It was my buddy Tom.
Mo-
no, I'm not saying the names on here.
But, that's just, but you
just
know who
some
I'm
guy
talking
named
about.
Tom. And some characters he knows, and they were at, in an apartment, and the party was so, there was a kid who was just screaming. Like, I was trying to get to bed at like 6 or 7 in the morning, and this kid had flipped over a table, and he was just screaming, "I'm gonna kill myself!
What?
I'm gonna fucking kill myself!" And then someone's like, "Dude, just shut up, you're not gonna kill yourself." He's like, "I'm gonna kill you! I'm gonna fucking kill you." He's just wasted. Like, "I'm gonna kill you." He's like, "Dude, you're not gonna kill me. Shut your mouth." He's like, "I'm gonna go outside and I'm gonna break into someone's car." It's like, you're not gonna. You just want people to pay attention to you. Stop. And then they fought briefly. They fought for a while, and the guy had him pinned down. He's, and the guy's on the ground.
This is all the house next door?
This is the house I was partying at. This is what they were doing at 7
life.
In the morning.
Oh, okay.
And then suddenly the new year rolls around and they're evicted. It was their own fault. They had a giant bottle, like one of those, like, ever see those huge bottles of Jaeger with just the pump on top?
The kind like you would get for a bar?
Yeah. They just had one of those, and it was, they're just like, Jaeger all in the, and just a fridge full of Red Bull. So,
oh,
like,
gosh.
It was a, I mean, those kids knew how to party, and they had a sweet balcony.
I don't remember.
This was years ago. I'm sure I was of legal drinking age. positive.
I don't remember if this was like a New Year's party or a cast party. It was back in the day, but I remember like someone got thrown in a pool, and then like I got thrown in this person's pool, and then next thing you know, everyone's like in the pool in their clothes, but it was a good time.
Like a, it's it sounds like a Smirnoff Ice commercial.
It does.
Do you know, jumping in pool, I need to like jump into pools more often or get thrown in. It's really it's a fun experience. And my friend Kathy.
Are you saying we should throw you in a pool the next time
we
see you clothes near
We do have access. Like,
it's not clean.
It's like a really cool thing to do because my friend.
To get pushed into a pool?
Just
I think it's a real shitty thing to do, especially if you have your cell
phone.
A
cell phone, probably an
iPod,
a wallet.
Just cards
make sure
are ruined.
You take your phone and wallet out.
When I get surprised,
pushed
into a
car. Yeah, no.
Oh, nice fuck, hold on to my keys and my iPod and my wallet. Oh!
No, Cloud, what if there's some guy and that's his pickup line? He's just like, yeah, I just pick up girls and throw them in the pool with the clothes on. Works every time, man. Because then they got to get out of those clothes.
Even if you have all your...
So
yeah,
funny.
Your clothes are soaked for the rest of the night.
It's fun. You tell
it
me
is
story.
Fun.
No,
I've almost died, though, a couple times doing
it. Do you know how to swim?
No, yeah, I was a lifeguard. But,
oh, okay.
But not when I'm
drunk.
Or when someone throws me in the pool and then I get caught under
I'm
a sun cover.
When I'm drunk. Lord, I
want a t-shirt that says that.
My friend was in Vegas for her birthday and, like, they're at this swanky party, and I guess at the end, like, when they're all ready to go, they're like, let's all just jump in the pool with our dresses on. All right,
that
did,
makes
and, like,
sense. We're all dry.
They got, like, kicked out, but didn't matter, because they were done there.
Wow.
So.
We're cool. The winners!
We beat you, hotel!
You're the fools! Could I have some free towels?
Oh, God.
I thought my last New Year's was bad. Not last year, but the last time I was at a serious party.
Well, we were talking about your best New Year's.
I know, but I just
mine was the best worst kind of thing.
Sometimes
Chris's
people
story,
have sad stories, okay?
No, this is the last time I was at a serious New Year's Eve party. I woke up in the basement of a house with my buddy Joe pouring vodka on my head.
What?
He's trying to light you on fire.
He's got his pants around his ankles, and he's playing a trombone.
What?
Sounds
like
a fucking
weird, like,
weird.
This sounds
like
a
weird film. Like
now you say
film.
You say you wake up in a basement.
I knew where I was.
Okay, so it's not a strange basement.
No.
Went to bed at 12, and then
what was this? Like, what time was this?
It
was like the next morning.
Like,
oh,
wait,
Scott.
Okay.
I have a good question.
Why was he playing the trombone?
Why? Yes. Why?
Why not?
He had his pants down.
Underwear
was on, okay. But my buddy Joe, when we were in college, anytime he would get drunk, he would just walk up to a group of people and just drop his pants and start dancing around.
Oh my
That's
God.
Just what he did.
That was his
But why
thing.
Was
what
he
pouring vodka?
Why? I don't know.
Why
was he
vodka?
Playing the drum?
I don't know.
Can he play
know.
The
I don't know where it came from.
Those were my questions.
This is what I woke up
his
to.
His pants off, whatever, man.
And you didn't stop to question him? You just got
I was having vodka porn in my face.
Oh, so you just got up and ran away or something?
Wouldn't you?
Yes.
My favorite.
Wait. Oh. There's one final question that you have to be able to answer. If someone is pouring vodka on you and they're playing a trombone, doesn't playing a trombone require two hands? Yeah. Like, how can you physically do that?
You just have, you know, I mean, you can hold it up with one hand and just blow into it.
Oh.
I don't mean he wasn't playing the music man. Yeah.
So he's just pouring vodka on your head and all you hear is
actually, he had cymbals tied to his knees that he clanged together as he danced.
His bare knees.
He's better than the guy in Mary Poppins.
One man band.
Da, 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 okay.
What were you gonna say before?
Oh yeah, my favorite New Year's was freshman year of college. We went to Chicago, which I was like, oh my god, we're going to the city. We're buying
this,
the old
was
for
this
one
before pin. Or after you thought Mark was dating you?
I love slipping that in.
I was hating Mark at this time because of that.
How peaceful right, those
so
days were.
And then it happened the first semester.
Yeah, no. It
freshman
was,
year.
It was
okay,
first
we're getting closer.
Oh, wait. So freshman year, so the same year that you asked Jesse McCartney if he liked to party.
Yes.
Okay.
This is a big year for you.
Were you in Chicago for a Jesse McCartney concert?
No, I wish.
Okay, continue.
That would have been great.
Continue.
So here's a box of my hair.
Where were you in Chicago? Because you weren't old enough to get into a bar yet.
No, we went to a party, a friend's sister's party, you know, and she was older, so she bought us all the booze, and she had an apartment in the city. It was really cool. But I just remembered it was a great night, tons of fun friends, good times, super wasted. Like my friend Griffin came in from New York, which I was super excited about. But I just remember getting so drunk that I left the party and then was like, oh shoot, I'm walking around Chicago. I have no idea where I'm at. So I go back to, I knew I was in the same building, but I walked into the wrong apartment and there was another party going on and they all were like, hey, new guest! And I just started bawling.
And that was the best New Year Laverne ever had.
It's a Mark Musinski story.
You just started weeping like uncontrollably. What a sad.
Because I didn't know where I was at. I was like,
welcomed by like hooray, yeah, and you responded by sobbing.
Yes.
Never throwing you a surprise party.
How is this the best New Year's ever?
And it was though. Because,
why?
No.
Because then they were all super nice to me. They gave me free drinks. And they're like, your party's right upstairs. And I was like, oh my god,
you're
I'm
not
home.
Lost, little girl.
You're not lost.
Yeah,
it's right upstairs the whole time. Just click your heels.
Why'd you cry though? Just
no,
party.
Lauren. Someone.
They're all
just,
there to rape her.
Someone just pointed out, Lauren, you could have ruined.
The rape victim!
Lauren, someone online just pointed out, you could have just completely ruined their party. We were having a great time, we were all dancing, our favorite song came on, and this woman's just there, and she's just crying, she's just in tears.
Well, no, you're telling the story wrong, bro. We first were excited to see her, and we said, hooray! At which point, she began to sob for some reason.
Yeah,
like
we,
3 hours.
As soon as we closed the door, everyone just stood in silence for a couple minutes. Like, what happened? Should we go see if she's okay? It just ruined it. We all poured our booze down the bathtub.
It happened at like 12:15, too. We were at our peak. What a fun time, Lauren.
It was. Then I made it back, and then we like kind of combined parties. It was a good time. Yeah.
Oh,
sounds wonderful.
I almost exposed someone's debaucherous New Year.
I want
oh
to hear
one time. I may have stopped me. This might have already been a podcast story, but like in high school, one time One of the student organizations I was a part of was called the United Students Against Sweatshops. And we
combined... No, I mean, I'm laughing.
Like that? Welcome seems back, like Mikula. A noble cause.
I know, I'm not laughing at the cause. I'm laughing because I know the story.
Oh, okay.
I went to high school with this kid.
So one of the USAS projects teamed with the fashion club.
Yes.
A group of people who never wanted to associate with us to put on a sweatshop fashion show, which was supposedly to model fashions from companies that were good about labor and weren't always using sweatshops, which was a difficult process to begin with because all the designers they liked used sweatshops.
Oh my
God. So that was really hard. But somehow I wound up hosting this, and we did it at lunch period, so I was all about it because I had to miss like half a day of school. And in the middle of the fashion show part of it, there was like a 20-minute video. And so each period... The girl from Fashion Club, who I'd known well, like, freshman and sophomore year, but she got way too cool for me later.
Did you have the hots for her?
Not so much.
We're at 12 noon? On New Year's Eve?
Well, no. So this is, like, after New Year's Eve. But she just starts telling me...
So it's over.
No, it's, like, it's probably, like, when school started, like, a few days later. But so she just starts... telling me really personal things, like we were very close friends, while this video is going and we're standing on stage. And they were like, they weren't that bad, but they were just kind of ridiculous. And so for the final period, like I went upstairs to the tech booth and I was telling them how this girl kept telling me really personal things. Uh-huh. And they were like, dude, you gotta let us hear. We'll record it. So they gave me like a clip mic. So I put a body mic in my pocket under my suit and went down and we did the thing. And then I flipped it on right when the video started. And the other stuff she had said was pretty tame. And then she was like, oh, man, this New Year's party I was at was crazy. I think I made out or messed around with like 5 guys. And then she just started going into like some detail about it. And I felt so bad.
You maliciously betrayed her trust.
Well, I didn't think she must have had growing trust because this was so much more personal than any of the other already personal things she was saying.
And you betrayed it.
Completely.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. You just seem like a nice guy that all these girls want to tell your feelings
tell
to.
Tell all
they
about.
They break their hearts.
I'd like to point out.
We're not really dating.
I fooled around with 0 people that New Year's, so I didn't have lots of sympathy. And so I ended up bringing the microphone back to the tech booth after the show, and none of us could say anything about it. And I believe that they deleted any recordings, but they may not have. And to this day, whenever I see the two guys who work at the tech booth, we always laugh about it.
Does anybody... Go ahead.
Our blog TV guest Malazzo just said, should have cacawed her, Mark.
Right during that sad sweatshop video, just started making out on stage.
I remember watching that video because I went to the same high school as you.
Yeah. Yeah, what you didn't know is that you did not hear all about that girl's wonderful New Year's. But it sounded like she had fun, and she just was having a conundrum of how to let down 4 of those 5 guys.
Yikes.
Tell the one that she did like that she wanted to continue.
Not only is New Year's a very alcoholic holiday, it's all a very, not lecherous, but sexual holiday.
I'd use the word lecherous.
Yeah, you kiss. Everyone kisses at midnight. That's just a cultural thing. You kiss someone at midnight.
I never knew that was a tradition, because no one wanted to kiss me.
God damn it, Mark. Mark! That is the most depressing thing in the world.
They do it
in
the Poseidon.
Like a senior in high school. Everyone's like, who are you going to kiss? I was like, what are you guys talking about?
Oh my god.
I never had a New Year's kiss in high school.
I was worried we weren't going to have some of Mark's tale of sorrow come in.
Yeah. No, you think about it.
That's it.
Our producer Brian is very pleased.
I would argue that New Year's is really about, it's very sexual. It may be our most sexual holiday. Think about it.
Pulaski Day.
Casimir Pulaski Day, everyone gets fucked.
Warsaw.
Oh, and there's also Halloween. Halloween's really sexual for us.
Yeah, now
I guess that's.
Yes.
But I mean, in New Year's, in Europe, people kiss all the time. But in America, that's something. You know, you kiss someone. It's not. The fact that everyone does at the same time.
You're saying it's not a big deal. It's only a big deal in America.
It's a bigger deal here. It's more People kiss each, everyone in the room kiss each other in Europe. That's just another day. But in America, that's only a night where everyone's getting laid.
Yeah. Well.
Not everyone.
Not everyone. Not everyone.
Clearly not Mark.
Yeah. Not me.
More people than usual will get laid in New Year's.
I would say more on like Halloween and Christmas and stuff.
Definitely Halloween. I'd say Halloween wins.
Yeah, because you get gift sex.
Santa sex. All those engagements are too drunk to function. Like,
wait, what?
Everyone's too wasted. They're like passing out.
Yeah. The Halloween's got it.
Some people go all night.
I don't know, man.
Cloud is incredulous. Yeah. Reads the stage.
It sounds like Cloud had a letdown one year.
A couple years ago, like, I remember my BF was around, and it's like a big deal, like, oh my god, my first New Year's kiss, and But then, I just, like, right after the countdown, like, my brain just exploded from alcohol. And apparently, I was, like, freestyling into hours of the night. And
you do that anyway. You love freestyling.
But, I was just kind of out of my mind being a goof. And, like, it was not, like, sexual anything.
So, wait, were you, like, freestyling when the ball dropped?
No, this is, like, when people are trying to go to sleep.
Oh, okay.
And they're like, dude, you need to stop. But whatever.
Her song was called "Kill Me." I'm gonna kill myself. I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna bust into a car.
I bet you the full on sexual aspect of it hits later in life, because when you're younger, a lot of times you have to stay over at the place you're having a party.
Yeah,
But when you're an adult, you got your own room.
I agree.
That might not be where you end up.
Oh, snap.
I was thinking of When Harry Met Sally for New Year's. Huh? Have you guys seen When Harry Met Sally?
Yeah.
I've actually never seen it, but I know the gist of it.
Oh, you need to watch it.
It's such a good Mark, scene. I was listening to your story about you in high school, I don't think anybody's ever heard the story, but can you just, this is like 30 seconds, can you please explain to everyone and the world what you said one time when you walked into a porn shop? In high school, you said you got lost.
Oh.
You burst through the door and you said...
This may have been a podcast.
Oh, was it really?
I don't know.
So many of them, I forget.
We're doing a suburban adventure down I-90, where you just go until you see an interesting suburb or town to check out. And we saw a big sign for a store called Studio 21, which is a porn shop. At least that's what the sign advised us. And we were 17, so we were not legally allowed to be in this porn shop. And there were three of us, my friend Pat and I, and the guy who was driving, our getaway driver, Dave. And Dave did not want to go in. He was like, dude, we are going to get busted.
They will call the police.
Being in a porn shop. And we were like, I don't think they can do very much. So he refused to go in. So he had the car ready in the parking lot, as if that wasn't very suspicious.
On,
like a car
on
in the parking lot. Get out of here!
Porn shops, I think, are like it seems like kind of a rite of passage when you're growing up. Is like, I'm 18. Me and my friends are gonna run into a porn shop and act all zany and look at the porn.
I was not like that.
Well, I don't think I'd ever done that.
Obviously they had a crazy porn shop experience. Yeah. I would do that with friends. We'd go in, we'd be like, look at all this silly porn stuff. And that Mr. must have McGill really pissed off the people that were trying to be there discreetly.
When I turned 18, maybe a week after, I went with my buddies to Rolling Stone Records over by Harlem and Irving. And I bought a bunch of porn with my buddies, and the lady the cashier looks at me, and she's like, so you just turned 18, you're just going to buy a bunch of porn? And I looked right back at her, and I'm like, yeah. She's like, that's disgusting.
She was at a porn shop!
She said, that's disgusting!
She was at a porn shop!
It was a record store.
Chris, I remember.
Why were you getting porn in a record store?
Because they had a vast porn collection.
Well, then fuck her. She did work at a porn shop.
Throw a drink in her face.
Come on.
Throw
a drink in her
face. Oh, I thought you said throw a dick in her
face. I remember I never actually I never actually went in a porn store like as a celebratory. I just turned 18.
Well, the thing is, it was 2003. You can get it on the internet.
That's true. I mean, that still should have, I guess, crossed my mind at some point.
Yeah, it's just
I remember
you were never allowed to do. So it's like I can walk through this door now.
I remember when several of us were on spring break and we went into Sexy Stoof. And it was just a bunch of people that were way too old for it, laughing at all the things in a porn store.
Yeah.
If I remember, we were just looking at DVD titles and winking at the appropriate movies.
I don't know if I got rid of it. Because, like, you know, like sometimes you try to class up your Facebook as you go. And I was looking through my old profile pictures, and there's a picture of me from sophomore year where I have really long hair. And I'm just smiling, and I'm holding up a DVD that says, like, taking it up the butt. And like that was my profile picture, bro. And I'm like,
mine was me winking and holding up a copy of the opening of Misty Beethoven, and I was winking because it has Beethoven at the end.
Whoa. Yeah, that's right. That's a good wink.
It's probably up for like 3 months or so, just me holding up porn to the camera.
I unfortunately was not 18. So we got about 10 feet in. We passed the display for the Sex for One book. We saw the A section with like Assgasms 1 and 2.
That's a good movie.
What?
That's a good movie.
Assgasms. But it's hard to say, it's so horrifying.
Is that then, real thing?
And then this
a real thing, Lauren. And then, it's a medical thing.
And then this woman
That's in the Bible.
This woman comes up behind my friend Pat and I was like, "Hey, can I see your guys' IDs?" So we got carded. And we turned to her, and Pat, in his
Brian is hyperventilating.
He's loving the word assgasm.
I've never.
Now telling us that the coming is like a fart.
Of course it is. What else would it be?
I was able to decide.
An assgasm.
And so Pat, you know, slides the whatever DVD he was holding back on the rack, and slowly turns back and like looks this woman dead in the face, and is like, "Wait. What year is it?"
Are you kidding me?
That's and she's very confused. And he like elbows me and is like, "Yeah, who's president in this world?"
Oh my goodness!
And she was like, "What was it? It was probably like 2003." So she's like, "George Bush." And Pat goes, "Al Gore lost here? Wait, where's the nearest Collapsar Gate?" Never mind. Run! We just ran out of the store.
I can't believe that.
That's the greatest thing to yell at a store. Everyone, if I have any suggestion, if you guys still need a resolution, do this just once throughout the year.
Don't do
be
this.
In a public place with someone else and just go run and just run out. I got caught.
No, it was
embarrassing. It happened to me and it totally backfired. I was in a dollar store.
Why are you telling us to do it?
Because it feels awesome when it works.
What, to create panic?
Well, like, I was holding something and I accidentally dropped it on the ground. Like, it was like a ball that slipped out of my hand and it bounced away. So I was with my friend Croy and I just go, "Run, Croy, run!" And we ran. And the manager, who was a woman, she's an old lady, she just stands in front of the exit and goes, "You pick that ball up right now." We just froze. I'm like, "Yes, ma'am."
Ow.
I was in high school and she totally got me.
It was just a ball.
Yeah, I know, but I was being an ass trying to make a big deal out of it. See, and she's like, "Hey, moron."
I imagine
you're
not that funny.
That's
I imagine, it, especially in this time, if you scream run in the middle of a store and just start bolting for the exit, you're going to get security called on you.
Yeah.
I'd be nervous about what might happen to me after doing that.
I mean, like, you can start like a trampling party where people get hurt.
You don't even have to. We did it in a cafeteria once in college. We actually organized it. It was me and Keith.
You incited panic.
Well, no, we were. One of us sat down at a girl's table, and like we barely knew her. We were just kind of friends with her.
Disagreeing with it.
No, yeah, you can. Keith will verify it on there.
I hope he disagrees.
One of us was at a table, and just halfway through, I just go, "Run!" And then we had people stationed at several different tables, like people sitting at like 8 different tables. So people from all over the room just got up and bolted out of the room at the same time.
Keith is saying, I'm being told Keith is saying, is verifying this.
Yeah. We dashed all the way, like, down the stairs, down the hallway, up into the elevator.
Again, very dangerous. You can set riot.
Yeah, why don't you just scream gun?
You can have a lot of...
Gun!
Chris, sound alike.
You can have so many lawsuits on your hands, you might find yourself in $10,000 more.
Well, looks like I didn't. Looks like I lived to tell another day, and I'm glad I did it.
Well, if you didn't live through it, you might have been in debt. $10,000. Go with me on this, Chris. I'm trying so hard to get this ad out.
All right. All right.
And if you did find yourself in $10,000 more of debt, you can call Legal Helpers Debt Resolution.
Huh?
That's LegalHelpersDR.com. Dr. Salvi, I'm going to cut this short and just go ahead and say, why don't you sing that song? They're singing
Round the Globe.
Do it in double time. 866-963-2354. Legal Helpers, their resolution. LegalHelpersDR.com. It's the new year, but I'm in debt still.
What key were we singing that in?
What?
I said, what key were we singing that in?
Green.
He's colorblind.
And also, in the coming new year, our website will be hosted by Tilted. Unlike our fake mocking commercials, this is an actual one. They're pretty good people. So you should host your website there.
Oh, and also brought to you by Pop Chips. Popchips.com. They're delicious. They come in over 75 different flavors. What? And they are the preferred chip of...
many.
Which one was it?
Great ad.
Oh, Rob Grave. Rob Grave loves them. So once again, Pop Chips, the only chips that are popped.
Good job, statement.
I'd like to take the time to remind you that this podcast is being broadcast on Blog TV. Hope you like that one ad you're watching.
Blog TV. Yum.
Check out Octavarius.com and Octavarius on Facebook. We will post the blog TV link there.
And so Twitter. Don't forget Octavarius Twitter.
What's that song people sing on New Year's?
Before we go, I put on my Facebook, Mark is saying, and this was a while ago, Mark is saying he hates New Year's because he never gets kisses at midnight. No. Sad sack, I say. And Lindsay B. writes, kiss whomever, whatever.
You're buying rape.
For all acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Blog TV folks, thank you for being patient with us. Everybody else, Happy New Year. Have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everyone.
Bye!
Octavarius.com.
It's our web. Better run for your wife.
You're running out of time.
He's coming back for more.
He's coming back for more.
Like a cow.
Like a cow.